Hello, this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I am here starting off in the Lost Kingdom, and I've done good since the last episode. I gathered up all of the purple leaves and was able to buy everything in the shop, which is a first for me. I've never found everything in one of the kingdoms, so that was exciting. And I think I might have had all the power moons as well. I got 20 power moons. I don't know how many power moons that there are in the area, but 20 seems like a nice round number, so I don't know. Maybe there's a whole another 10 somewhere that I didn't find, but I was very happy with all of my achievements. But it's a pretty small and easy kingdom to do it on, so maybe I shouldn't be too proud. It's not like I did that on the ginormous sand kingdom or anything, but we have twice as many of the power moons that we need in order to fix the Odyssey. So let's go and pop all of these in, and then we should be able to head to the next kingdom. And I believe, unless we have another unexpected detour, I believe we should be heading to the Metro Kingdom, which looks like where New Donk City is. And it's weird, I really expected New Donk City to be like the start of the game, because that's where Nintendo kept showing off. Like when they were releasing the trailers and showing it at like gaming conventions and stuff, they were always showing off New Donk City. And I think I know why. I think it's because it was kind of one of the more interesting and just different looking Mario levels. It's kind of like unlike anything else we've seen in Mario before. So I understand why, but I just assumed it would come up a little bit earlier. And oh, look at all of my stickers covering the Odyssey now. You can buy stickers from all of the kingdoms that you go to, and I haven't bought all of them yet, but yeah, it'd be cool to build up my collection. Anyway, enough power moons, blah 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 blah. Time to kill. What skills are going to be? I know the triple jump. So basically, if you jump three times in a row, the third one you'll do a big backflip to go really far. It's not particularly useful though. Well, it can be, but you've got to be really good because you need to time your first jump perfectly. So by the time you're doing the third jump, you're exactly where you need to be. There we go. Metro Kingdom, New Donk City, and it's raining. Why do we have to be arriving when it's raining? Conveniently, though, it looks like we arrived right on a heliport. The Scourge on the Skycraper. All right, we finally made it. Things don't look so good, though. Look! It's Bowser's ship. Let's go! Well, it looks like we have a very immediate, obvious objective. This level looks huge. Look at the size of this level. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. It's... I feel like, doesn't it look like the ground is moving when I do that? It's just me moving the camera. But look, we're on the top of an enormous skyscraper. And wait a minute, cheeky little painting down here. Oh, it's not open. So you can sometimes get these paintings and use them to like get to different areas early. It looks like that one isn't filled in yet. What do the people have to say? What is that thing doing here? What do you think, Mayor Pauline? Oh, is this Pauline? Pauline's here. I'm sorry, but I really don't have time to chat right now. I need to figure out a way to save my city. Things have been under utter chaos since that brutish monster showed up. And he has the nerve to be advertising this wedding of his all over New Donk City. A bit tasteless if you ask me. You don't know who Pauline is? She's from some of the older Mario games. I did not know she would be showing up here and all. Let's go and grab all of these with the cappy. I could have probably done that with a jump, but this seemed to be the safer way to do it. And what are you guys all doing on the rooftops up here, by the way? Is this like just your hangout place? Well, there we go. Looks like we have arrived into the kingdom properly. Well, at least the outskirts. There certainly are a lot of nasty looking bugs here. I was thinking about that, actually. I was wondering what the enemies would be here, because it'd be a little bit weird just to see monsters wandering around here. But I guess that's basically what they have. Giant bug monsters all over the place. Isn't this just so odd? This is just so, as I was saying, like, unlike any other Mario level. And oh, can I take over the scooter? Please tell me I can become a scooter. Oh, you're not going to let me become a scooter? Oh, I thought that was going to be here so I could take it over. Can I ride it? I can ride it, though! And I can jump on it! God, it's pretty quick, isn't it? Right, let's go for a bit of a drive if we can. We can, oh, okay. I don't seem to have a brake. We have accelerate, we have jump. We don't seem to have a break. There's also tanks in the street as well, because why not? And there's these things I can't go through. And oh, here's the shop there. There's no real point going there yet, because I haven't really unlocked very many things to buy. I could buy the easy, boring the moon that I could get from there. But it doesn't really matter too much. I guess we should probably go and take over one of these tanks then. Should be the best thing to do for now. We can take out the other one. We can do a bit of bug blasting, I guess. We can also destroy all of these cubes. Were any of them flashing? Normally if there's a cube like that or anything flashing, then that means we can blast it up to get a moon. Sadly, it doesn't look like there's any there. Anyway, what sign? What are we blowing up? Can we blow these up? I assume we have to blow up a sign because he just said... Oh, I hate these motion controls. Right, I'm going to put my hand down on the table so I don't accidentally turn. I do not want to use the motion controls. I know you can turn them off before you say I can turn them off. I know that, but it means that I can't do a bunch of the stuff and it's really annoying. Oh, it looks like... I thought I'd have to blow up a sign or something, but it looks like there's nothing too much. I guess I can destroy all of these lights. I don't know if that's going to particularly do anything. So let's leave the tank behind for now. And let's go across all of this scaffolding then, shall we? Doesn't look like the safest way to travel around town, but it's kind of the only way we have right now. There's some cubes all the way over there. I don't know. Oops, there you are now. It's a bit slippy. I don't know how to get over to there. There's a bit I can blow up there. Let's not worry too much, as always, about the secrets for now. We can come back and find a whole load of these later on. Like, a lot of the secrets you can't even get until you've kind of completed the level properly. So it really doesn't matter too much. But I did see some... Oh, wrong button. Oh, no. Oh, didn't mean to do that. I wonder if I can get over there. Do you reckon I can land over there? If I go and do a long jump, throw my hat, and then go like that, and then maybe like that again. Oh, look at that. Look at those skills. That was a sneaky way to do it. I guess I could have. Just gone this little back alley, but I did it in a much more dramatic way, and I think that was worth it. Let's check out some of these bugs. I think I can jump on the cars as well. Can I bounce on the cars? Oh, the car! I thought the cars were bouncy. There was a car in the Sand Kingdom that was like really, really bouncy, and I was able to jump all over it. Maybe because they're like destroyed, like messed up taxis. I can't do it. Anyway, let's go and see if we can take over this tank, because there's a whole load of tanks this way, and the best way to deal with a tank is probably with another tank. So let's go and try and blast them. I need to be careful. They're all wearing some rather fancy hats. I think just everything in New Donk City has to be wearing a fancy hat. It's cool because it's almost like New York from, I guess, probably the 50s might be when this is supposed to be set in. It's not like modern day New York. There's a few things that kind of look quite modern, but it's all like old timey New York, which is really cool. And as I keep saying, very, very unexpected for a Mario game. We're used to running around in the crazy Mushroom Kingdom, but now there's just a bunch of crazy Mushroom Kingdom things just in the real world, basically, even if it is New Donk City. Any bonuses in these? No, they'd normally be like flashing or something. Let's just keep heading to where we need to go first, and then we can wander back and go and get all of the other things. And it looks like we're getting pretty close. We're on our way up that skyscraper anyway, at least, so probably not too far to go. Which way? Let's go this way. When in doubt, follow where the coins are. Let me just have a quick look around here. Yeah, there we go. I knew there'd be something down here. I know I say I'm not going for the secrets, but when it's so obvious there's going to be something bonus around the corner, it's very difficult to not go and hunt them down. And oh, we're on the inside. Okay, so they're still building up the inside as well. It won't let me look in first person here for some reason, so I can't look straight up, so I don't know what we're heading to, but I guess we're going to head up on the inside of the building. It's kind of just nice to be out of the rain a little bit, to be fair, just to have a nice break. And let's go and build up my selection of coins, because I did lose a whole load of coins in the Lost Kingdom. Basically just be kept. Oh, let me break away these posters. Anything behind the posters? Okay, just a bunch of coins. Yeah, I did lose a bunch of lives just because basically, what I did to find all of the secrets, and it's actually a really good technique, although a little bit of a weird one, is I got the checkpoint, which was right at the very top of the highest mountain. And then what I did is I'd go and like jump down when I found somewhere interesting, and then I would just kill myself in order to get back up to the top, and then I could go and jump down to get somewhere else. It was just like a really fast and easy way to travel around the place. And there was one of those like flying lizard guys up there as well, so I could basically glide to exactly where I wanted to go. So I just kind of looked like to every corner of the kingdom, and then just kind of flew my way down, and then basically teleported my way back up by purposely killing myself. And oh, that was bad. There was a mosquito there, and these are falling away. I've only got one life left now. To be fair, this is like proper Mario mode, like only having one life. Like, this is the way Mario is meant to be played. Normally, like, if anything hits you, then that's you done. They've just been a little bit nicer in Mario Odyssey to make it so that's not the case. I think to get them, I might need to have to jump on that pole and climb up. But as I said, we will come back and get all of those bonus things a little bit later on. Actually, no, I could get it now because I could just get to the pole and then jump straight back down. It would be good to get those bonuses now just because I'd like to get the outfit. Do you like my outfit, by the way? This is the one that I got from the Lost Kingdom. I think it's like the aviator outfit or something. So that would be actually one of the good things to do, just to get enough to be able to buy the outfit, just to go to whatever little exclusive club or whatever it's going to be here that I'm going to need the outfit to get in. Oh, I think it's going to be the white suit as well. I think it's going to be the famous Mario white suit. Well, it wasn't famous before this game, but it's kind of the thing they kept showing. Basically like Bowser's suit that he's wearing. I reckon that's going to be what you get, but who knows? It's just because I've already got like the other kind of smart suit that I got from the cat, not the cat kingdom. There better be a cat kingdom. The cap kingdom. I've already got that one. So that's what I reckon the outfit's going to be. And I don't know. I just love, I love the look of stylish Mario because, you know, he's normally wearing his overalls, you know, good workman clothes. So you wouldn't really call it particularly stylish. And I kind of see what the deal is here. So, whoop. That nearly got me. Remember, I only got one heart and I can't remember when the last checkpoint was. Please give me a heart. Give me a... Oh, thank you! Just as I requested. Yeah, they kind of come in as these little larvae and then you can take them out quickly, but if you don't, then they turn into like the full-blown mosquito thingies and then they go and really track you down. So you just want to take them out as soon as you can. But there we go. We got all the way up to the top of the inside section and I got a checkpoint as well, which was the main thing that I really cared about. But look down, look how high we are. No! There's a moon down there that we missed. See, this is what I mean. See, if I'm high up here, all I could do is just stand here and then just jump straight down and land on it. Then if I killed myself, I'd be back up here. Actually, let me just do a practical demonstration of the strategy I was talking about. Right, I do need to land perfectly on the moon. There we go. And then I purposely want to kill myself, and then I'll be back up the top again. And then ready to kind of just carry on where I was going. So I am going to... Oh, look at me go. Look at me go. I'm still falling. I am going to lose a few coins for it. But coins, you can get coins everywhere. Like, you can barely walk without walking into a coin in this game. So that doesn't really matter. But we can just carry on exactly where we were and keep on heading up to the top. So that seems to be, especially for levels that have really tall areas, a pretty great strategy to be able to make our way to get all of the power moons. Right then, what is the deal with this thing? Can you tell me? What's going on? That thing isn't trying to suck up all of the juice. Oh, that thing is trying to suck up all of the juice of our city. Okay, that seems like that is why Bowser... Oh, I just fell off. No worries, I didn't fall the entire way down this time. How am I... What am I supposed to... Am I supposed to, like, take it over or something? There are some, like, hidden things down there. Let's not worry too much about them for now. I can make my way around the outside here. Am I supposed to go up this way? Okay, I am. It just started a cutscene. I'm glad it started a cutscene because I would have had no idea what to have done then apart from jumping around throwing my hat about. So it looks like Bowser's not here. It's just this big, wormy, electric-y thingy. And it looks like I might be needing to take its eyes out. Oh, no, whoa, no, don't do that. I just spent ages climbing up here. Do you know how long I spent climbing? You're just going to knock me the whole way down like that? I love that little animation as well. So anytime you do that, if you just drop down from too high up, then you end up just like doing a little shiver when you land. All right, looks like we're going for a tank battle. So I aim for the head. Oh no, I think I need just to, I need to turn all of the lights out on it. Oh, I need to dodge these. I wonder if I can blast those things away. Right, I'm going to have to use the motion controls, I think. Actually, no, I'm going to turn the motion controls off. It's driving me crazy. I know for some people it's okay. I think maybe if I'm using the Joy-Cons separately, it might be okay. But for using a pro controller, I don't know, the motion controls just aren't good. Like on some games they're alright, like on Splatoon and stuff they're okay and they work, but on this game I would just much rather control it just like a normal game. There we go, I feel in control. I feel like I can actually do what I mean to do. So let's just go and blast it all up. It looks like every time I shoot it, it kind of does a little wiggly dance. And there we go, did I get it? No, that would have been way too easy. This is a cool boss. I know I said that I've been overall a little bit disappointed with some of the bosses in this game, but this one is very, very different. This is much more exciting than those rabbit bradder thingies that have been going after me. Right, looks like for here I can't do any damage against it. I just need to dodge it. Luckily, it makes a big racket and light show telling me where it's going to charge from, so I have more than enough time to move out the way. You don't think I'm supposed to shoot it in the face here, do you? I'd have to be very brave to do it. Oh, no. Okay, I think dodging was the way to go for that. I'm glad I didn't try to do anything else. Oh, what's it doing now? Oh, these are all blasting down on me. Oh, no, it hit me. Oh, no, this isn't good. Right, let's go and try and do as much damage on it as we can. So I need to turn off all of the purple lights. It just hit me twice really, really fast then. So let's try and finish this thing off. There's one more coming. Let's just try and dodge the light if we can. Oh, is it going to start charging at me again? Where's it going? Okay, it's coming. I've got to get right into the little corner down here. I wonder if I do need to shoot it in the face when it comes out. Let me try that. It's a risky thing to try, seeing as I only have one heart of damage. But let's give it a go. Let's hold my ground for a little bit. And oh no, these guys are coming. So can I blast these things out the sky? Oh, it looks like, yeah, I can. Okay, that's the way to do it. And I got myself a little bonus heart as well for my trouble. So that's the last one of them. This is my chance to do some damage, I believe. So let's just shoot it like crazy. And there we go. Is it done? Is it down? Is it out? Or is it going to carry on? I reckon it might have one last form. Nope, it is done. It is destroyed. And for my troubles, I got myself a cheeky little bonus multi-mooner as well. So let's go and grab that. I need a lot of moons here. You can tell how big of a level it's going to be, because just to power up the Odyssey to move to the next level, I need 20 power moons. I love how it just doesn't make any sense, because I should have enough power moons already, seeing as I got all of the other bonus power moons. Like, I should have enough. They kind of just ignore the fact that I got enough power moons. They're like, nope, you need special New Donk City power moons, which are different to the other power moons there in some way. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to sit here and start arguing logic for a Mario game. Just be quiet and have fun. That's the way to go. And it's a fresh start for the city. Not only are they not sapping away all of the power? It's now sunny as well for some reason, which is a nice bonus. We got rid of the big bug thing and the weather cleared up. But Bowser must have gotten away in the scuffle. We should probably get back to chasing him. We don't have enough power moons, so let's look around to the city for some more. Blah, 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 blah. So it looks like Pauling is the next person to go. There was a little marker by her, so it looks like I might need to go to her next. And this lightning is open up here as well. Oh, what does this person have to say? Mayor Pauline is the bee's knees. I wonder what she's up to now after the most recent excitement. See, I was the one, I did the work. Did you not see me? I was in a tank and I was like, pow, pow, pow. No appreciation for old Mario down here. Right then, let's go into the city properly then, shall we? So now, do we get some bouncy taxis? Yes, we do! Bouncy taxis galore! Woohoo! Actually, I could probably use this to get up to there. I wonder if I do like the old spinny spin from here. Can I like spin my way across? No, it doesn't look like I can, but if I jump and then do the dive, oh no, I didn't mean to do that. There we go. We can go and use the stairs. It seems weird to see Mario just using like a normal looking fire escape. Just looks a little bit bizarre for some reason. So, ooh, there's a seed I need to get. So there's always seeds hidden around the level, and you can basically grow your own power moons if you collect them all up. So that's something that I definitely want to do. So I'm going to go up here, just seeing as I'm nearly up here anyway, and see what goodies I can get. I think there might be a power moon just in the trash. Who would throw out a perfectly good power moon like this? But yeah, then I'm going to go and get my outfit. I want to see what my new outfit is. I don't feel like I quite fit in here with the outfit that I have on right now. And oh, no, don't fall down yet. Let's go and grab these first. So yeah, it looks like the shop is right down there. And I got 25, gonna be 27 in a second, so this should hopefully be enough for me to get it. Actually, let's see if I can go and grab those ones from over there quick. If I go like that, and then, oh, no. Actually, if I run from here, I might be able to make it. If I do long jump, throw hat, dive, oh, no, wrong button. Okay, no worries. we'll go back to the first option, and we will go and head inside of here. This is definitely the biggest shop that we've gone into to go and buy some of these upgrades. Oh, not quite so big on the inside by the looks of things. it's not the fancy outfit. It's like a builder outfit. Oh, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I wanted at all. I will wear it anyway, though, just because if there is like an area that I can only go in if I'm dressed like this, then I want to make sure that I can go in there. No, I don't think I changed. Oh, okay, I need to go back and do that. Let's go and buy this sticker as well. I really like the stickers. The things inside the Odyssey are good, but you see the outside of the Odyssey a lot more than you see the inside. So let's go and buy a sticker. And yeah, I'm not wearing the right outfit. Sorry, Mario. That was a very dramatic reveal, but not quite right. Oh, where's the wardrobe? Is it on this side? Aha. Here's the wardrobe here. And I guess it is quite a big shot then. So there we go. This is the outfit I was after. Oh no, did I not select it? I think I went over it, but I didn't select it. No, Mario, stop. One of the annoying thing is there's four buttons on the controller that you can use your thumb for, and two of them are jump and two of them are throw cappy. And I guess that makes it easier. You're never going to like forget the controls, I guess. But like talking to everyone and like doing all of those actions is the same as jump. And normally it works, but every now and then you just look like a lunatic where you go to run up to someone to talk to them, and instead of talking to them, you just start jumping up and down in front of them like a crazy person. And that's just what I did there on the wardrobe. I tried to open the wardrobe. Instead of opening the wardrobe, I jumped on top of the wardrobe. And if you did that in real life, I don't think you would find that acceptable. So I don't know why they find that acceptable here. Anyway... I know this is going to be a bit of an annoying time to end the episode here because we've probably just arrived in one of the most exciting levels, but there is so much to explore, so much to do here. I want to make sure I spend a whole load of time here. And oh, look, this looks like the Sand Kingdom. Let me just go in here first. Let me go in here first, and then I'll end the episode, and then we'll have the whole of the next episode just exploring New Donk City and seeing what we can find. Play some slots. The Toast Arena game that's winning worldwide fame. It's 10 coins to play. What do you say? A power moon can be won. Well, we got it then. I don't really have any options then. Yay, slots away. Use your hat to throw them. Oh, okay. So I need to stop it when it gets to a power moon. So it's after the heart. Heart, power moon. Okay, we got that one. And this power moon is once again after the heart. Power moon. Yes. You got to be quick because it takes a little while for the hat to come out. So is this the same order? It looks like they're all in the same order. Power moon. Perfect. Last one here. Can I get it? Heart and power moon. Yes. First try. I can see why this game is getting worldwide fame. And I can even play again to get some bonus hearts and stuff as well. But I don't really care too much about that. I was able to get a power moon. So, yep. As I said, that is going to be the end of this episode here. Don't worry, I'll try and upload the next episode as soon as I can. And as there always is, there will be... Oh, a power moon down here. There will be a link in the description to the next episode. And then there's the whole playlist down there, which will have all of my now many Mario videos in a row if you want to go and watch through them in that way. But for now, thank you all very much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!